This is the Dare to Dream Physician Travel Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Waylee Gray. Hey, you know how many physicians today are feeling overwhelmed and trapped, living that busy and unfulfilling life? Yet more than ever, we as physicians are keenly aware that life is precious and tomorrow is not guaranteed to anyone. My mission is to help physicians start living their best life now by discovering and achieving their wildest travel dreams. So come, join us on this journey. Welcome back to another episode of the Dare to Dream Physician podcast. I'm so glad that you decided to tune in this week. I was so inspired by my conversation with Dr. Kate Mangona, which we shared part one last week. And this week, I am so excited to share part two of this conversation. I just see Dr. Kate as an example of someone who is daring to dream and who's living that dream as soon as possible. There's so many pearls that she's going to share with us. So without further ado, let's dive in. Wow. Oh, this has been so good. I just always love chatting with you, Kate. And I didn't even realize that you're a high performance life coach.
I just decided because I tend to coach mostly on relationships with your spouse, kids, in-laws. But I also, so many people come to me with these goals they want. And I feel like I'm very good at helping people with like real estate goals or workout goals, like all these different goals. So high performance type stuff. And so, yes, that is a recent decision. I am a relationship coach and a high performance coach. And that's what people come with. So
that absolutely makes sense when we sort of look at your life and there's a lot of high performance and just knowing a little bit more about you and your husband's backgrounds. I mean, you guys came from, now you're talking about these fancy brands and having two or three STRs in your house. But I think you guys came from fairly middle class. You didn't come from all this wealth. I mean, this is something that you're building just kind of from scratch from after you graduated medical school.
Oh yeah. And that's why Victor was so interested in real estate, because his parents are both immigrant parents from the Philippines, flew over here and were working. His mother was a nurse. His father was an accountant for the city of Detroit. And like they had properties because that's how they were going to retire. They had one quadruplex and one house in Ann Arbor for U of M students. And every weekend it was normal for them to go fix it up or work on the yard or paint. And that was just normal. And that's how they were able to retire and are still able to travel. They were very smart with money. Now, my parents, my mom was a teacher, and she was actually the breadwinner for several years when my dad decided to go to medical school when I was a baby. So he was a retired neurologist. But for the first part of my life, the first part of my childhood, I mean, we were living on one teacher's salary, which back then was like at max $30,000 a year. So yeah, the cars, I always joke, we drove Flintstone cars. You could lift the mats up and like the water and puddles would shoot through. And then every time we went to to the car wash, everybody had to get a window and we had to hold towels on the windows so that the water wouldn't pour through into the car because they wouldn't like roll up all the way. And so then when we moved to like this really nice neighborhood in Kansas, and everybody else had their Kate Spade mini backpack and I didn't. I'm like, well, I'll just make my Kate Louise bag. And so like I was a seamstress, so I made my little bag and I put Kate Louise on it. This is back when like Kate Spade was a little more higher end than it is today. But yeah, I didn't always feel like I belonged. I feel like that's like the thing that so many physicians, especially women physicians, or maybe even everybody, right? We always like, do we belong? Do we belong here? Yes, absolutely we do. With your Kate Spade or your Kate Louise bag, you belong. And you get to figure it out, be creative in any sort of way, and you find the people.
So Kate Spade, I know, is like a desirable brand. Kate Louise is you, right? Like that's
Kate Louise is me.
That's your name. I love it.
That's my name. That was Louise was my middle name, and so Kate Louise. So I just got a pattern,
made your own brand.
Fabric, made my own brand. Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. No, I think that also speaks to the power of investing. And I don't talk about that as much on this podcast, but it's certainly something you and Victor talk about is that daring to dream as far as investing. And you guys are such great examples of that, where, yeah, even someone who comes from rather humble means, especially the generation above him, his parents came as immigrants, probably with very little money at all or no money, and just working their way up with their W-2 jobs and then using that money as seed money to invest, in this case, in real estate, and how that led to, and then the next generation, how Victor sort of, he saw that as a kid, but then is now, because the other part you mentioned before, which we haven't talked as much about, besides the short-term rentals, he also does syndication. So these are like big apartment complex, big properties.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And the biggest challenge now, Whaley, is basically making sure we don't raise entitled children like that. I think right now that we have so much and we just want to like order everything on Amazon or whatever, like make it easy. Just this is what they need. So that is something we're constantly I'm working on thinking about. I even talk about it with my nanny, like just how can you ensure that they know your efforts? You can't just get, you can't just receive. You also have to put in effort, work, right? Care.
That's such a good. Yeah. Those are such good points. So one of the questions that we use in life planning, the first question we use is, imagine that you're financially secure now and in the future. Mm-hmm. Question is, would you change your life? Is there anything in your life you want to change? And if so, how would you do that? And you guys are living that life because you've, I mean, a very short period of time from when you graduated. How long ago did you guys finish your training?
We finished fellowship in 2015. Yeah, 2015.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So not even 10 years. Was it like 8 years? Or seven?
Yeah, we're in our eighth year. Yeah. We're in our eighth year of practice. Yeah.
Yeah. And so when you don't have to worry about money as much in your life or at all in your life, there are other things. I mean, why we use that in life planning is money is not everything. I mean, money is important and certainly money is very important. But, you know, you got to think beyond money. And the thing is, looking at your life and daring to dream is, let's not wait until we feel like we're financially secure before we think of what is the life that we really want to live.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Because once you start making a lot of money, then it's what is a lot? And then there's never a ceiling, right? There's never a ceiling of how much you can make. So you just want to keep making more and you see setting bigger goals. And so, yeah, you have to just live your life the way you want to live it forever now. And yeah, the money will come if you put forth the effort, but having that security, knowing that we could retire from a job if we didn't like it is very comforting, but definitely being able to spend our time with the people we want to spend it with, where we want to spend it, is so valuable. Yeah, there's so many more things that I want to teach my children that are important in this world.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah, no, this is such an amazing conversation. I mean, I think that's where we also realize that money, no matter where our financial situation is, those human desires are the same, right? Like, so even if money's not a problem, you still want to raise children who don't feel entitled, who are motivated by other things. And I think that that's something that I think physicians, because I hear a lot of the dialogue, they're like, well, if I don't have to worry about money, I just quit right now. Or it's like all my problems will be solved. But with money, maybe more problems will come. And also, you can solve your problems.
The bigger your empire, the more money you have, the more you have to worry about.
Absolutely.
Really, it is. Because then sometimes it's the more stuff you buy, right? You buy a bigger house, you buy a boat, you buy a more luxurious car. Guess what? All that stuff breaks down and needs work. Or if you don't buy that stuff, then you got to figure out how you're going to invest it. And then like, what if you're, you know, then you got to diversify. And like, there's always more to worry about. Like it's less is so much more simple, yet we all want more complicated. We love it.
Well, and then also the more you have, the more you could lose. So you hear that from a lot of people that sort of have more. They're like, well, actually, the stakes are higher now. Yeah. And yet really some of the things that we want, love, connection, relationships, just kind of raising our kids so that they can live their best life, and that giving them the coping skills and the habits and all of that. I mean, that really is not all that relevant to money. So
yeah, it doesn't. You just have to, it's a mindset, right? It's a mindset thing, and it's investing in yourself and in your time, investing your time.
And tell me, Kate, for you and Victor, and I don't know if you can speak for Victor, but certainly just for you, what do you think are the most important either mindset or elements or attitudes that for you guys that's led to where you are now, being able to be in this position that you're in?
Okay. I would think that there's really no such thing as failure. It's more of learning opportunities, an opportunity to grow. Like if something goes wrong, somebody else may classify it as failing, but we're just like, okay, what are we going to learn from this? I think that's a huge one. One thing also that Victor always had this innate inside of him. I do not know how, but it was like, if he wants something, he can make it happen, right? There's no just sitting back and dreaming about it or wishing for it. It's like, yeah, you visualize it. Okay, so maybe you do dream about it, but then you visualize it until it becomes true, because you believe in yourself so much that your thoughts will lead to the actions that cause the winning result that you want. So never in his mind is there like a, oh, but I'm not good enough, but it's always kind of like, if anything is always possible with him, anything. Like if he wants to want something, he's going to go after it. Like he never believes he can't achieve, and it's not even just about achievements, right? Because I know a lot of us are overachievers, and I believe in breathing and not just achieving. But it's just that. And how do you even sum that up, Whaley? He just has that inside of him, and that was one of those things I was super attracted to, because I didn't have that. I was always constantly afraid that I would fail, or I wouldn't make it, or I couldn't reach for that, because that people would think like, why would you do that? If you want something badly enough, you just go for it.
Right? And now you're like that too.
I'm constantly working at it, constantly. Yes. Evaluating my beliefs, figuring out why I don't go after some things that I really want, figuring out, is it because of what's holding me back, and then evaluating that, and then also just allowing myself to rest as a overachiever. I'm like, okay, I can just rest. Like this is available to me. This is possible. Do I want to do it right now, or do I want to do it in next month or next year? And a lot of coaches like, well, if not now, then when? It's like, oh yes, that can be painful sometimes when somebody tells you that. If not now, then when? Just like I just signed. I'm going to write a book this year, Whaley. I've decided, right? If not now, then when? So become looking out for that next year.
Wow. I'm super excited. Yeah. We'll have to get you back on the podcast. Yeah. And I mean, the other thing that I really respect about you, Kate, is that you actually took, what was it, about a year off? Like you decided to be really present for your third child after she was born.
Yeah. I took 6 months. 6 months off of my podcast, right? I still coached a ton but that's, I love that, right? Like that's so easy. I just show up in my coat and I coach. I just had to show up and coach, but the podcast was just draining me a little bit because I was leaning towards my perfectionist tendencies. And then last month I decided, hey, I don't have to be perfect. Like I don't have to have the theme music I want. I don't have to edit if I don't want to. And I just released 3 unedited, completely just 20 minute each episodes, done. So I may edit in the future, I just hired a new VA, and he may or may not do that for me. I have so hundreds of things for him to do. But yeah, I completely believe in rest, recharging your own self, and then reconnecting with the people that you didn't even know you were feeling disconnected from, or maybe you just shoved it, right? And it's like lingering thought, just reconnecting, reaching out. So
I love it. All right. So we'll got to get you back on again in the future, especially when you write your book. But tell us, tell our audience how we can find you. And I'm always going to remember you dream it and then go for it. Because if you believe you can do it, then you can.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, absolutely. You can find me on my podcast, Medicine, Marriage, and Money. Also, that's my website, medicinemarriageandmoney.com. And if you choose, I have a free gift for you. It's a 18-page medical marriage survival guide and workbook on sex and parenting and in-laws and money, like the big things, right, that get in the way of you and your spouse. And it just kind of goes through a different way of thinking about those things and little exercises. And I would love to see you on Facebook and Instagram too. I'm Kate Mangona, MD.
Thank you so much for coming on, Kate. I can't wait to talk
to you
again.
Thank you, Lily. Yes, it was so nice catching up with you.
Hey, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed that episode, please share it with a friend and go on your favorite podcast app to give us a 5-star rating and a review. It really helps us to get the word out there. Also, I am really excited to announce I've started a online Facebook community for physicians. Go and search for Dare to Dream Physician Travel. That's the name of the Facebook group. If you have trouble finding us, the link is also in the show notes. I hope to see you on the inside.